Chapter 63. Darrow. Unremarkable. Thraxa watches Cato and Gliorastes board the flyer. "You saw how he knocked Drusilla's bike into the hold," she says. "That's some damn flying from a pixie." She turns back to me. "If you gave me 2 minutes with Gliorastes, he'd have been begging to get back to work."
"You didn't see the man," Harnassus says. "It's like his prodigal son has returned. He was catatonic at the idea Cato might be a spy. Thinks we'll torture him or put him in a hole. If we didn't give him to the old cretin, who'd finish the project?"
"You," Thraxa says.
"I wish I could," he replies.
I watch Cato as the door shuts.
"What do you think?" I ask Screw.
"Nothing remarkable there. Just a pixie twit."
"Still, agreed."
One thing troubles me. Alexander took me through their escape. If Cato is so unremarkable, how is it that he survived, and soldiers like Crestus and Drusilla did not? Luck only goes so far.
Screw, put a monitor spike in him when loading him with anti-rads.
I tell Thraxa and Harnassus, "You're both right. We need our Master Maker. But more important, we need to know if he is our Master Maker. We'll watch and listen. Whether he's Atalantia's spy or just a provincial asshole, if Gliorastes has gone sour, we'll find out through that pixie right there."